rest up. I'm the big mall driver there. Hey, Harry, how many donkeys you reckon we got down?
About 150 between us.
There'll be trouble around.
What do you mean? What trouble?
Now, hold on, Harry. You smell something going on, Napoleon?
Tracks leading off from here. Some fellow, white fellow, he come along, take walkabout here. Little big time back. That bad country where he go. Don't smell good.
Now, who the heck would that be? I tell you something, Harry. If someone has gone walkabout here, no one's going to find him. Least of us. We're not going to even try. Out there, that's death country.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Big Track.
Two eyes, please. Ice, no water, okay?
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
You want to make it four eyes?
Depends, sir.
Uh-huh.
One's ability to consume hard liquor, sir. While airborne, sir.
Come again? Yeah, okay, forget it. Thanks, honey.
Thank you, sir.
You hear that, Lee?
I heard. Seems like she knocked you stone cold.
Now, the English cool. Sure takes some beating. She's a good looker, you know that?
How long before we land?
Dunno.
Find out. We've got a job to do in Australia.
Which reminds me, when am I going to hear someone talk that language?
Maybe when we get there.
You worried, Lee?
No, just a little impatient. We're trying to track down a man. A man who came to our attention stateside.
So we taxi London and now we're off somewhere else.
Time, Johnny. Felix Martin is an important man. A man on the run while under surveillance from us. Nothing in England. Now the trail leads to Australia. Why?
Because the broads are better there, maybe.
Johnny.
Yeah, okay. Why? Well, let's look at it. He was an expert on animal husbandry. Something went wrong. Someone fingered him, trading state agricultural plans before they were made law to someone. Now, that someone made dough on the sanctions and loans on farming made known to him. Now, they farm in Australia. Sheep, other things. So, Felix Martin is on his way to Australia. For his health's sake and to indulge his vocation. Oh, boy, that speech made me thirsty.
Oh, your drink, sir.
Ah. Thank you. How much?
5 and 6.
Ah. Nice again.
Thank you.
Her timing's good.
Too good. The steward passed us a way back, pushing his tray of goodies. I heard something.
Oh, yeah, I did. Why? Yours is in front of you, a little to your right hand.
Thanks. A steward serves drinks. Now, take a look around the cabin of this plane, Johnny. I'll make it easy-like. Note if anyone is watching us.
Okay. Nothing. Oh, wait a minute. The hostess is talking to someone down at the back. She's clearing now. Talking to a guy. Dark hair, glasses, small goatee beard. Watching down at us.
Wave at him. Make it like you're, a little under.
Lee, I... Okay. Hello there.
You want to bet he comes on over?
What for? No bets. Here he comes right now. What gives?
The hostess served us special attention. I think he may have got her to do it. Slipped her a few notes, you know. That's just something running through my mind.
Mind if I join you? The drinks have gone dry down there at the end of the plane. I always believe in good company when drinking. Anthony Fielding's the name.
Oh, sit down, Mr. Fielding. Masters and Bridges.
Americans, obviously. Care for another? On me. Same again.
Yeah, Mr. Fielding. Why not?
Well, I'll be taking my leave of you, Ben. Nice to have known you both.
Our pleasure, Mr. Fielding.
Goodbye, then.
Bye. Bye. What gives to the guy spending dough like water?
For a reason. He asks a lot of questions.
Too many. Why did you tell him who we were?
He wanted to know, is all. Don't worry, Johnny. Things all fit together eventually.
Jim the Dadder is one of the centers of cattle ranching in that part of this country. He may have assumed another name, taken employment there somewhere.
It's still working without a lead.
They have animal husbandry stations there?
Yeah.
And no one of Felix Martin's description has taken employment in similar positions in other states?
No. The Nevada country is wild. Wilder than most. All right, you guys know the business better than I do, perhaps. If I wanted to start again or lose myself, I'd go there.
Okay, Johnny. Let's move. Slow it, Johnny.
Okay.
Another car behind us?
Yeah. How did you know?
Use my ears. Can you see who's driving?
Yeah, Fielding.
All right, stop the car. I want to talk to him.
Okay. Yeah, he stopped about 20 yards from us, Lee.
Uh-huh. Let's go see him. You lead off.
Morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, great. Okay. Why?
Why, I've been following you here and elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Hoping you'll lead me to someone.
Felix Martin, naturally. You're pretty damned obvious right from the start, Fielding. Even on the aircraft that brought us to Sydney.
In other words, you knew that I knew that you knew and vice versa.
Yeah. Intelligence?
No, insurance. I'm an investigator. My credentials.
Yeah, seem okay.
Hmm?
Why the interest in Felix Martin?
He's English. There were a couple of diddles about 5 years ago involving my company. A man called Heading disappeared. Couldn't find him or the money. A lot of money, too.
Until a little time back?
Yes, he was spotted in London. We followed it up. He called himself Felix Martin now. You're searching for him, so we.
Seems like this guy gets himself into trouble wherever he goes. First in England, then there in the States. Lee?
Fielding, don't cramp our style.
I certainly shan't. I'll stay leached onto you, though, if I may. Oh, don't worry, I'm not purely dead wood. I know my business. We can help each other.
Seems like. Told you we were coming down to Nadada country?
I simply picked up your trail again, that's all. Hey, what about a drink when we get there? We'll be staying at the same hotel, after all.
Are you going to have another beer?
No. You know, it doesn't quite fit, does it? And yet, human nature being what it is, anything fits to make up a human being.
What are you on about?
Look, a few years back, a man called Heading commits a crime or two. Insurance. Disappears. Turns up in the States. Name, Felix Martin. Joins agriculture. Gets pretty high up in a few years. Popular. Good at his job. And then, wham, goes crooked again. He runs. We hunt him down. On the face of it, a petty man indulging in petty venal crimes. Underneath, Tony Fielding is the puzzle.
And he'll be along any moment, he said.
Yeah. Johnny, Martin was in government service in Britain, too. Agricultural department. Let me think now. They told us he was in research there, too. Johnny, get a long-distance call through to Ames. I want him to check several things. I want Fielding checked. Now, you know the company he works for. Get the physical description of the man called Fielding. Okay?
Sure.
The case against Martin in the States of trading information for personal benefit.
That's what we investigated, Lee. That's what took us to England first, and now here. And boy, is it hot.
Order yourself another beer. Later. Now, maybe we didn't dig deep enough, Johnny. Maybe we took the charges against Felix Martin at face value. Maybe we just happened to want a junket across half the world.
Yeah, I'm not with you.
Yeah, I'm not really with myself yet. Get Ames to pull out all stops. I think maybe those charges could have been false.
What? You know...
No, wait a minute. I must know if Fielding is what he says he is. And I must know what it is Felix Martin has got that's made him run. Or made others make him run.
But, Lee, I...
You know what to do. Get a call through to Ames. Urgent.
Okay. Here comes Buddy Boy again.
Oh, sit down, Mr. Fielding.
Thank you. Fascinating place, this. Dry, dusty. Mulga country, they call it. Spinifex. Good for cattle. Hate to get lost in a country like this.
You pick up anything about Felix Martin?
No.
I think somebody walked about lost out there.
What? Hello, hello. Sounds as though someone's got himself lost.
Yeah.
I wonder. He could be the man we're looking for. But I think I'll...
I think we'll both, Mr. Fielding.
Oh, yes.
Working together as we are. Let's go find out what gives. Braby, where is this man, Napoleon?
Napoleon, yes.
Oh, he's out with the other ringers, Mr. Masters. I can get him in as fast as he wants.
All right, do that, please. Oh, one thing. Your husband, will he be around to help?
Oh, hardly. He's taken a load of cattle along King Creek way. He won't be back for a couple of days.
But Napoleon is his tracker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but Dave reckoned the police or someone would want to talk to him when the news got about that someone had gone walkabout.
We gather, Mrs. Brady, that it was the white man.
Oh, yeah, otherwise he wouldn't have worried. Oh, now, don't get me wrong on that, but the Abos often go walkabout. It's a way of life for them. We let them do it. Sometimes they come back to work maybe 6 months later, but we expect that.
How much chance has a white man got out there?
Very little. Can I go now? Get the tracker?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, now, where's that tracker? Come on, Napoleon!
You sure you're not wasting our time, Lee?
I never waste time. You heard what they said in the bar. A man answering Felix Martin's description came through here a couple of days back, passed on. No one knows where he went.
So it could be the guy who's gone walkabout.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have saved ourselves a deal of trouble by doing some footwork when we got here. You know, the usual?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, who's the target?
Who do you think?
Tony Fielding.
Right, first time. Like, he isn't an insurance investigator. Like, his name isn't Fielding. Don't ask me where the real Fielding is right now. And also, the guy who's been trailing us was in the States round about the time Felix Martin joined agriculture there.
It doesn't make too much sense unless we tag along with what you said earlier. The charge against Martin in the States was fabricated. That he was made to run. He got to England, trying to go underground, but was made to run again.
Who? Well, figure it for yourself. Apart from the fabricated charge, he had no criminal record. We know this. So, the hoods weren't after him. But he was a research man. He's also a very secretive man. We know this as well. He's being chased for what he knows, or for what he can give.
Like some research jazz to do with animals?
Most like, Johnny.
This is Napoleon, Mr. Masters. Napoleon Davis.
I'm glad to know you.
I can find him, that fella.
In this heat, how long can he last?
A long time walk with water. No water like he die.
Grace, we'll use our car to go out to the station where the tracks were first seen. I'd be grateful.
I know. I'll fix you some food and water.
Missus, I like got to walk fast. By and by, we walk slow. We carry a lot.
Well, I'll give you just enough to keep you going for a couple of days.
Sure, right.
Hello there. When are we moving out?
Right now.
Oh, how many are going?
Well, I'm going for starters.
Johnny and Napoleon and me, Mrs. Brady.
Okay.
I'll come along again.
Tony, for an insurance man, you never give up, do you?
No.
Johnny, fix the car, get it filled with gas, buy some sleeping bags, okay?
Okay.
He's rather like a pet spaniel, isn't he?
What do you want Felix Martin for?
You know why I want him. Those financial diddles back in London.
Soviet.
What do you mean?
Tony Fielding is a big, husky, fair man. He works for the London and Allied Insurance Company. Right now, we haven't got time to check on where he is on what assignment. You should know.
Yes, he's in the Middle East somewhere.
Again, Soviet?
Yes.
Playing it cool.
The only way to play it, old man. You see, I want something from Felix Martin. You want Felix Martin the man. I'm prepared to bargain with you when we find him. I talk to him first, then you can have him.
I don't agree.
You have to agree.
Don't make a mistake, whatever your name is.
But don't worry. I've heard of you. I know what you can do. I know what you cannot do. I know what Johnny Bridges can do, and I know what he cannot do. You don't know me at all. It's rather amusing, isn't it? There'll be four of us after him. You, a blind man. Johnny, a gunslinger, shall we say? The Aborigine and me.
Yeah, should be fun. You know I could turn you in right now.
But you won't.
Why not?
Because no one except Felix Martin and certain members of my country know what it is he has. You don't know. No one in the States knows. But like all FBI men, you're curious, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's going to be tough out there.
I know. I wonder who will falter first. You? Johnny? Or me?
You want to take a bet?
Any time, old boy. Any time.
All right, what gives, Napoleon?
Tracks. He and right here seem like me. Now, this fella, he by and by learned a couple of tricks. He make like Ambo fella.
What do you mean?
He got him Gardica.
What the heck are those?
General knowledge doing you down again, Johnny. Kurtika's a feather shoes worn by the trackers or by anyone who wants to leave no track whatsoever. They fix feathers to a light, broad framework which goes onto the foot. Leaves no track, discernible to an untrained eye. And Napoleon, where would he have got them from?
Maybe some tracker fella he sell all along the same thing. Don't happen often, but maybe that tracker fella he need money.
Can you find him, the man we're after?
Sure. Take a little time more, that's all.
Get to it. How are you feeling, Johnny?
Okay. Water will last another one day out. We'll need the rest to get back on. What do you think Martin was aiming for, Lee?
I think he discovered something that frightened him mortally. I'd say he was a man with a conscience who felt he had to keep the secret to himself. I don't think he's brave enough to keep running.
You mean he wants to die out there?
I think so, Johnny. Here, where it's primeval, where nature hasn't changed much.
Your reasoning is sound. It was only by accident that we found out what he had discovered. The charge against him in your country was made up, of course. You were to have taken him, and once you'd got him, we would have taken him from you. As it turned out, he ran, and we're about to pick him up.
They train him khaki, don't they, Lee?
What did he discover?
I shall tell you. The chemical formulation from research on live animals, a disease that can destroy all livestock of any kind, anywhere in the world. Anthrax is but a flea bite compared with what he found.
And he matched this disease chemically?
Yes.
And Russia wants this formula, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in case.
We better try to get some sleep. Tomorrow we've got long walk out. You fella come along with me. Water goes short. Me, I can find him and bring him back.
I'm sorry, Napoleon, but we're coming with you. And we'll accept your advice. Johnny, try to get some sleep.
about a mile from here, no more.
Get us to him fast.
If you'd like to move the heck out of the way, Napoleon can pick up the slight Kurtica marks more easily.
All right, but get on with it.
Pete getting you down?
Shut up.
Okay, Napoleon. Get us to Felix Martin.
Seemed like Kurtica, he come off a little bit this way. Left foot. Track easier now. You fellow, run with me. I can make him to this lost fellow faster.
Johnny, use your eye as well. As soon as you see him, run to him. Let Fielding, or the guy who calls himself Fielding, get to him first. Draw your gun. If Martin talks, remember what he says.
Fella, he lie there, alongside Mulder.
Martin! Martin! Martin, I am a friend of yours. You've been very silly, haven't you? I'm a friend. I want to help you. Tell me the formula of the animal disease you found. As soon as you've done that, I'll give you water.
Water.
Here, let him drink this.
No, not yet.
Water.
Johnny.
Heavens, you're an amateur lot, aren't you? Now, stay away from me. Believe it or not, I want only the formula.
Water.
If you don't interfere, I shan't shoot any of you. Now, Martin, what is the chemical formula?
That fella... He lie there, die. Look at him, he die, sure.
Yeah, Felix Martin is dead. Well, Fielding, what next?
Well, that was some slug.
It's all your fault, Masters. If we got here on time, I'd have got the formula from him. Very well. Only one person walks out of here alive. Yours truly.
You sure gonna hurt some fella you use gun like that? You sure got...
You say we are!
Okay. What's the tally? They both brought it, Lee. He shot the abo, and when I grabbed him, the gun kind of turned against himself. Both dead.
Three down, two to go. Here, Johnny, I can remember what Napoleon said about the tracks. While I remember, you look for our tracks back. If you lose them, it's five down and no more bases to play.
We're not going to make it back, Lee. We're not going to make it back.
Keep it going, Johnny.
Lee.
Shut up a minute, will you? Okay, now. You hear what I hear? Someone playing a mouth organ far off.
You're nuts. We're lost.
Listen again.
I can't hear a thing.
Over to the right. About 500 yards, maybe. Over to the right, Johnny. Pull yourself together.
Okay.
For what it's worth, Grace is settled. Napoleon isn't coming back. Neither is Felix Martin. And the man who called himself Fielding. He's dead, too.
What really happened out there? Grace and me came out this far to wait for you.
Oh, you're Mr. Bravey, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's a long story. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Kenny Van Vake.